Welcome back to Politics Up Close on KCBW. I'm Jeff Robinson. Some Utah Republicans have made it clear to Governor Gary Herbert in no uncertain terms that they're unhappy with his decision to sign HB 116, a guest worker permit bill that has been criticized by some as amnesty. In fact, the Salt Lake and Utah County Republican parties have both passed resolutions calling for the bill to be repealed, despite an appeal directly from Governor Herbert himself at their conventions. Where do Utah Republicans stand on immigration right now, and what's in store for the state Republican convention later this summer, heading into the 2012 election? Thomas Wright, chairman of the Utah Republican Party, joins me now in the studio. Thomas, we're always glad to have you.
It's always great to be here. Thanks.
Listeners, give us a call with your questions and comments for Thomas Wright. You can join us on the air at 801-355-TALK, 801-355-8255. Well, Thomas, tell me about the resolutions that have been passed at a few of these county conventions.
Well, we've seen the resolution on HB 116 in a lot of the county conventions across the state. I've attended most of those. Mm-hmm. You know, it did the resolution calls for the repeal of 116. It did pass in Salt Lake County and in Utah County, but it did fail in other counties as well. So,
right.
You know, I think that gets reported more that the repeal effort passed. But there is differing opinions inside the party, and my job as chairman is to remain neutral and to allow the delegates to have this discussion. And since I'm running for chairman again in the convention a week from Saturday, mm-hmm. I've asked Enid Mickelson to chair the convention. So I know she'll do a good job in keeping it fair and balanced and allowing the delegates to debate the issue.
Now, as you said, you have to be neutral, but can I ask, did you feel a bit nervous when Governor Herbert got up to defend HB 116 at some of these conventions and at least at one of them, I understand, was booed by the delegates? That's not what you want, is it?
Well, I don't know that he was booed. I mean, you know, there's a lot of emotion surrounding it. Mm-hmm. I don't think I was nervous. I think I'm proud to be in the Republican Party for the simple fact that the Republican Party is the only party that's debating this immigration issue. We got into this issue because federal government hasn't done anything for an extended period of time. They've dropped the ball. They've failed Americans. They've kicked the can on the issue. They don't want to deal with it. And the Democrats seem to be content using it as a ploy to get Hispanic Americans or Hispanics to vote for them and to win re-election. And Republicans are just trying to have a meaningful discussion about the problems that really do exist in this country surrounding immigration. And I'm proud to be in the party that's debating it. I think it's great that we have a convention where some people think one thing and the governor thinks another, and he's a strong enough leader to stand up and support his position, and they're strong enough to stand up and support theirs. That's what politics is about to me, hotly debating issues and coming to a resolution, not just sitting there hoping to win the next re-election like our opponent's done.
Well, do you think not having a more unified voice on this particular issue hurts the party, though, especially when you have delegates, you know, meeting with the governor and saying, look, you signed this bill, we're not going to support your re-election? Doesn't that create an atmosphere that that could hurt you down the road?
Well, I've said this publicly that I do think we don't want this one issue to be the face of the Republican Party. I don't think that this is the only issue facing our country, and I don't think this issue defines the Republican Party. You know, the legislature looked at 1,200 bills this last session, and this is one bill of 1,200, and they're a part-time legislature. I think they do a really good job, but it's up to the delegates to decide whether the elected officials that represent them are doing a good job or not. And they're, you know, I recruit people to run. The delegates get to go to the conventions, county or state, and nominate the candidates they want to support. And whoever they nominate, as long as I'm chairman, I'll work my guts out to make sure that they get elected. So, you know, on the one hand, yeah, it's not great for the party to have internal bickering, for sure. But on the other hand, like I said, I think it's really positive that our party's willing to try to solve some of the problems in this country. The Republican Party hasn't always been in a position to be the leader on a lot of these issues. And I'm proud to be part of the Republican Party right now. I do think they're taking a leadership position on immigration. And it is a tough debate, let me tell you. I mean, these are tough issues. You're talking about families and people and lives. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not easy. And people have differing opinions. And I think that's okay.
Now, the LDS Church, in fact, just today released a new statement of support for HB 116. Do you think delegates are significantly influenced by the church's positions?
Some are, probably, and some probably aren't. I don't know. I've never really looked at it in that light. The church obviously has the LDS Church obviously has a voice with people in Utah, being, you know, one of the predominant religions. Mm-hmm. But I don't think a lot of people are looking at that. I think a lot of people have their own opinion going into it, but I think some people will be swayed. So I don't know. It's hard for me to say definitively one way or the other.
Will there be a similar resolution debated then at your upcoming state convention?
Yes, there will. We had seven resolutions submitted. The resolutions committee got together, and six of them are going to the convention, one of which is the repeal of 116. So it will be debated at the state convention. And, you know, my biggest hope is that Republicans, I'm fine with this debate. I think it's okay that we're having, like I said, I think it says a lot of good things about our party, but this isn't our number one priority. In my opinion, this one bill that goes into effect in May of 2013, mm-hmm. My number one priority as chairman is to defeat Jim Matheson, to make sure we have four congressional seats that are held by Republicans, and most importantly, to beat President Obama in 2012.
This is Politics Up Close on KCBW. My guest is Thomas Wright, chairman of the Utah Republican Party. You can join us on the air at 801-355-TALK, 801-355-8255. Now, this is a non-election year, an off year. What else is going on at the convention?
Well, in the off years, we have organizing conventions. Mm-hmm. And so what we do there is we elect officers to the party. And so I'll be running for chairman again, and we'll have candidates for vice chair, secretary, and treasurer. And those, you know, those are hotly contested races. There's different people running with different ideas for the direction of the party. And I think that's great, too, that we have different people that have different outlooks and perspectives. And the delegates get to decide who's going to lead the party for the next 2 years through the nominating year of 2012.
Now, you've been promoted, so to speak. You were chairman of the Salt Lake County Republican Party. Mm-hmm. And Salt Lake County, I think it's fair to say, there are frequently more moderate positions than, for example, Utah County. What's it like going from the head of Salt Lake County GOP to, you know, all 40-some counties in the state?
Yeah, it's one big volunteer job in Salt Lake County to an even bigger volunteer job in addition to raising my family and running my business. But it is different. I mean, Salt Lake County is a big county. It was a big job. Being chairman of Salt Lake County was a lot of fun. We made a lot of impact. But being chairman of the state party and overseeing 29 counties is different. I mean, we have rural counties out there that have different issues that affect them than people in Salt Lake County focus on. And it's been good to get to know those people and their issues and to try to be as balanced as possible in not only representing people in Salt Lake County and Utah County, but also rural counties like Emory County and Millard County and mm-hmm. Cache County. I mean, there's a lot of great counties out there and they have different issues. So it has been definitely a new challenge, and there are differing things than what I saw in just Salt Lake County.
This is Politics Up Close on KCBW. You can join us on the air with Thomas Wright at 801-355-TALK. That's 801-355-8255. Now, in 2010, it really was a great election for Utah Republicans, especially here in Salt Lake County. You picked up five House seats. You ousted a Democratic senator who had been in the legislature for, you know, a quarter of a century. How can you repeat that?
Well, what we have to do is just continue to work hard. I mean, that's how we won in 2010. I mean, a lot of people think that, oh, that was a Republican year and that just kind of happens.
Tidal wave, yeah.
And the pendulum swings back and forth. And of course it does in politics. The pendulum does swing. But we really won in Salt Lake County because of the work that we did. Together with the state party, the Salt Lake County Republican Party outworked our opponent. We outfought him. We had a better strategy. We started earlier. It was better funded. And we won because of it. We were able to beat that 30-year incumbent state senator that you referenced. With a candidate that was relatively unknown. And we did take back, you know, those House seats that you referred to. And really, most importantly, almost to us, was winning the county council back. And so I think what it comes down to is most Americans underestimate the value of their vote and the importance of their voice. They think, oh, one vote doesn't matter. And, you know, this is all being decided by these people. But that is just not true. And we went out on the street. We recruited people to vote by mail. We worked hard to energize and activate Republicans who hadn't voted in the past. And it worked and it paid off. And a few of those seats, we only won by 100 or 150 votes. And so it really does come down to the wire. And that's been one of my biggest goals as chairman, is to instill in people how important their participation is. And we've got to teach our kids. We need to encourage our, you know, ourselves. Businesses need to encourage their employees. We all need to do a better job of reminding ourselves this is our country. The people run it. And we only are going to have an effective voice if we show up and go to the polls. And that's really how we won in Salt Lake County, was reminding people about that.
Now, let's go back to Jim Matheson. You know, there's obviously redistricting. We don't even know what office he's going to run for in 2012. He might run for Senate or for governor instead. But what do you think happened in 2010 that, despite this, you know, nationwide Republican tidal wave, despite doing so well in Salt Lake County, you know, despite the fact that Jim Matheson won re-election in 2008 by, like, you know, he had 67% or something ridiculous like that of the vote, why don't you think you were able to beat him then?
Well, I think it was a couple of different reasons. One, I think that we could have done some things better in different areas around the state. I think even in Salt Lake County, we could have been a little bit more effective on that particular race. And we, I'll be honest with you, we're all very disappointed in the Republican Party that we didn't win that race. We think we could have won it. We think we should have won it, and we didn't. And we're very focused on that this time around. We're not going to make that mistake again. And we'll see what Matheson does, which seat he runs for. I think he said in the paper today he'll run for something. He doesn't know what yet. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the priority for us has to be that to defeat Jim Matheson wherever he is. And not because he's not likable or he's not a good man or, you know, he's not serving his country. We just don't agree with his politics. You know, we don't agree with the votes he's made with Nancy Pelosi back in Washington. And we just fundamentally disagree with his politics.
Well, you mentioned Nancy Pelosi, and that was obviously a big part of this campaign. Tie him to Nancy Pelosi, but that didn't work in 2008 either. Don't you think this demonstrates that strategy, you know, trying to make him out to be this left-wing liberal when he really is one of the more conservative Democrats, doesn't work?
Well, he isn't one of the most conservative Democrats. He voted with Pelosi 93% of the time. So that's the problem, is he comes to Utah and makes himself believe, or makes us believe, or makes the people believe that he's this conservative blue dog Democrat. But the blue dog Democrats are a dying breed, soon to be extinct, for the main reason that they have been outed. I mean, they are more liberal than they have portrayed to people, and that's fine. If liberal politics is your thing, then Jim Matheson's the guy for you. Liberal policy making is not for us in the Republican Party, so therefore we're going to do everything we can to try to defeat him for whatever seat that he runs for. And we could have done better in the race. That's why we lost. We beat ourselves. We could have beat Jim Matheson in the 2nd Congressional District. And you mentioned redistricting. One of my biggest regrets is that we can't run again against Jim Matheson in the 2nd Congressional District. If I could call it one more time, give me a pass on redistricting, let us get a candidate against him in the 2nd Congressional District, we would take it. I would take that opportunity as chairman.
Although now that the GOP is in control of the House, you know, tying him to Nancy Pelosi doesn't really even make sense because she's mm-hmm. not the speaker anymore. Doesn't that put your party more on the defensive and make it easier for the Democrats to run against the Republicans' record?
Maybe. But the Republican record in the House since they took it over has been fabulous. I mean, they're the ones that are leading the way on defeating President Obama's reckless budget. I mean, for him to want to add to the deficit even further when our country's practically bankrupt and our economy's in a spiraling trend downward was just ridiculous. And House Republicans did get Obama back on board with a more reasonable budget. And I think the performance of House Republicans since they took office after the 2010 election has been stellar, much better than when Republicans were in power before under Bush. That's when we struggled. And a lot of people inside the party, even I at sometimes struggled with what they did, but not since 2010. They've been on their message. They've done what they said they were going to do. They're being fiscally responsible. They're trying to get spending under control. And they're being responsible. They're being the kind of Republicans that we all want.
Big opportunity for the Republicans, obviously, Thomas, in 2012 is the county mayor's race, since there won't even be an incumbent in that race. Who's going to step forward? Who's going to run?
I think there'll be a lot of great candidates that will step up to run. I mean, some have been mentioned. I don't want to name names and leave somebody out. Try to remain as fair and impartial as I can. But we have some great candidates that have been mayors in municipalities inside Salt Lake County. I think we have some people in the county council that are interested. And there'll be other candidates that will step up and that will want to run. And we really like our chances in that race headed into 2012. That will be a big priority for the Utah Republican Party. I know it's the number one priority of the Salt Lake County Republican Party, and they have great leadership. They're getting organized. We're going to be there to support them. The county mayor's seat is, you know, oversees a huge budget. It's a big job, and it will be an important seat that I think we can win. We got the council back, and I think people are ready for a change. I mean, just look at the results of Mayor Caroon running for governor. I think the people in Salt Lake County are ready for a change.
Let's talk about one specific issue considered by the legislature earlier this year, HB 477 and the open records debate, where the bill was passed, it was recalled, passed again, and then they came back into special session and repealed the bill. Do you think, you know, there were Democrats who supported this bill, let's be clear, there were Democrats who supported it, but do you think that this could be another voucher issue where people can come back, Democrats can say, look, my opponent supported HB 477. He supported, you know, secretive and closed government, and that will hurt you in the 2012 election.
Sure, there's candidates that will do that or might do that, but I think at the end of the day, the legislature got it right. I mean, they passed a bill. Again, there was 1,200 bills. This was one of 1,200. They heard the people's voice loud and clear. They went back. They repealed it. It's off. It's done. And that's what representative-style government is all about, the elected officials listening to the people and doing what they would have them do. And so You know, there were committees on this bill. It's been overstated how fast it went through and all that. But at the end of the day, I as chairman and others in the Republican Party want open and transparent government. We want the people, all people, to have open and transparent government. It should be more open to the people, not less open. And so I think they did the right thing by repealing it. And as far as I'm concerned, we're moving forward. There's bigger issues we face. They got it right. Let's just move on.
And finally, Thomas, let's talk about the Republican presidential field, which, you know, with Newt Gingrich this week, his entire campaign staff quitting, some candidates having some better luck than others. John Huntsman looking more and more like he is going to run, although, you know, his possibilities with his past support of cap and trade and civil unions are an open question right now. What do you think of the Republican presidential field at this point?
I think it's a good field. I think it's I think a lot of people are concerned about it. Well, hey, who's going to run for president? But it's so exciting to have two candidates with strong Utah ties, one our former governor and another that has strong Utah ties. I think it's great, and I think it speaks to the fact that Utah leads the way. We're leaders, and the Republican leaders in this country are coming from or around the state of Utah. Like I said before, we've led the way. We've been a good government because we follow conservative principles that work over long periods of time. And so they're two great candidates. I don't think the field is set. I personally think more there'll probably be more candidates, but that doesn't need to happen for me to feel good about it. I've said publicly, and I'll continue to say, that my number one priority when it comes to the presidential race is not who our nominee is. It's beating President Obama. And whoever gets nominated, I will throw my support behind. And I have a lot of confidence that the nomination process will work. We will get a great candidate, somebody that can beat Obama, and the $1 billion that he's going to spend, this record $1 billion that everybody's talking about. It's hard to believe that that's how much President Obama can spend, but we're confident we can beat him. We're excited about it, and I think the field has not been set yet.
But isn't saying you don't care who the nominee is as long as they can beat President Obama, isn't that a bit extreme? I mean,
No, I don't think it's extreme because I have faith in the process. I'm not saying any candidate that rises up. I mean, obviously, I want to feel confident about their politics and their policies. But what I'm saying is that I'm less hung up on who the candidate is going to be and more focused on beating President Obama. I don't believe in his politics. I'm sure he's a nice guy. He's a great speaker. He's obviously very appealing to a lot of people. But his politics have been poor, and they've led our country into a hole, and we need to get back on track. And so that's where my priority is. I want a great candidate. I want a great Republican to step up and run. And I'm telling you, Jeff, I just have this feeling that it's going to turn out really well for Republicans in 2012 when it comes to the presidential race. I don't think the field's set. I think Republicans are going to be really happy about it at the end of the day.
My guest has been Thomas Wright, chairman of the Utah Republican Party. Thomas, we appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.